So let's say you're admiring my handsome, quite fabulous new boots, and I tell you not only who designed them, but where you can get your own pair, which I probably wouldn't tell you, except it might be just an innocent exchange between friends, but it could also be that it's what's called buzz marketing. This week's letter to the ethicist comes from a listener who's wondering about the ethics of buzz marketing. Janet asked that we not use her last name, and she's on the line now. Hi there, Janet.
Hello, Jackie.
And hello there, Randy.
Hi, Jackie.
Janet, I understand you've got a somewhat enviable problem. People giving you lots of free luxury, sometimes referred to as swag, my favorite word for it, because you work at an unnamed department store in an executive position, right?
That's correct.
And so why do you get covered in swag?
Well, I think over the last 8 months, people are really adopting the buzz marketing techniques. So essentially, I've landed on a list that does allow me the enviable position of being asked if I want to try new products out.
Wow.
So my letter that I wrote was sort of addressing some of these things, because we actually have a very clear-cut ethics policy within our own company where we are not allowed to accept gifts over a value of $50. And in the last little while, it's interesting because I have been offered plasma screen televisions with the price tag in the many thousands of dollar range, is not to keep, but to try, and then to provide my opinion back, also super high-end new technology, vacuum cleaners, things of that nature.
Things that you wouldn't sell in the store.
Things that absolutely we would not be selling in our store, but for some reason I've landed on people's radar, and they want to have me try things out.
Randy?
Well, a few things. The first thing is, of course, check with your supervisor that it's great that your store has a clear policy in place, and that's the first thing you should do is check there. And if the idea of these policies is to avoid any kind of conflict of interest, and the conflict being between your desire to have a plasma TV, like all decent human beings who crave that. I think it's genetic. I'm not a scientist. And your store's desire to have you make wise choices about what kind of merchandise they would stock. It's to avoid the whole graft thing. There are a couple things that insulate you from that. One is that they're loans. No one's letting you keep the stuff. You're just trying it. And the other thing is that these, I think if I understood you correctly, these are items that your store doesn't even stock. So it seems to me that you're well within the bounds of your store's policy, but you should check with your supervisor just to make sure. What's interesting, you can call it buzz marketing, but by me, that's just hipster talk for free samples. When buzz marketing gets tricky to me is when you don't know the person who's touting the thing is a paid shill, or what we ethicists call a hired liar. You know, some buzz marketing hires really cool kids to like drink the sausage liquor or the maple coladas. You're at a bar and you see someone doing it. And the impression you get is that they're drinking it because they like it, but they're being deliberately deceptive and they're drinking it because they were paid to pretend they like it. And that's unethical on their part.
I must have no profile out there in the American market, Randy. No one's even given me some hand lotion to try.
I've actually been offered money not to use certain prominent products because when people associate me with them, sales plummet.
Just to be absolutely clear, Janet, these are not products that your store would ever carry.
No, they're not. They're not at all.
And they're expensive.
Completely outside of the categories, typically very pricey. You know, to throw another hook into it, there is the option at the end of the trial period to purchase it at a discounted rate in some of the instances. The TV, for instance, was offered at 40% off.
Hmm. Wow, that gets a little trickier because now it's closer to, what's the word I'm looking for? Bribes. That's the word I'm looking for.
Bakshish. Yeah, there's many words for this.
And even though that company might not sell that particular product might not be one they would offer to your store, if you have any professional relationship with them, if you have in any way influenced what your employer buys, you ought not be taking expensive gifts, even
right,
in this sort of modified form.
Janet, I hope that clears it up for you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Jackie and Randy. I really appreciate your insight.
Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column in the New York Times Magazine. And if you'd like him to answer your questions, write to us. Go to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us and select Weekend, All Things Considered. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. Free luxury goods can, of course, be sent to Randy, care of the New York Times. Randy, thanks again.
Well, you know, of course, you can't send them care of the New York Times. They have an absolutely and quite strict no swag policy. What you do in relation to public radio, and again, I leave you with two words, thank you very much, which isn't two, and the two are 40 regular.